It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chop.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grilling Guy.
Good morning. Welcome. It's the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It's Memorial Day weekend, the quintessential beginning of summer, and you better be getting out in your backyard and firing up a grill. I'm Jop. Barbecue Bob is on sabbatical. We're going to touch base with him in a minute, but sitting in is Chaz, the baritone of beer. Welcome, Chaz.
Well, it's great to be here.
Yeah, man.
Hey, you got all your grills dusted off?
I do. I actually, you're right. I've got one in the garage that we'll talk about. Bob gave me a little one that does seven rotisseries at
one
time.
Yeah, we're going to be using that coming up.
Right, yeah. So, but I haven't got it. I got to charge that battery because you've got to run those rotisseries, right? But other than that, no, I'm ready. I'm ready, and I've been dinking with the pool, and it's just it's a big project this year, a new pump. And so you're a plumber and electrician all in the same day, and neither of those are my vocation.
Yeah, but, well, we had a pretty good chuckle this week when on Tuesday we were touching base and realized we'd grilled the same thing.
Right, yeah, exactly. On the same night and unplanned. So there you are. That's what grilling guys do, right?
Yeah, pork steaks all around.
Right, yeah. But on the live line right now, because we can never do a show without him, it's Barbecue Bob. How are you, brother?
Hey, guys. Happy Memorial Weekend.
Yeah.
I'm actually still in Jonesville. I'm packing up to head home for the weekend, but I'm living with family here on a lake, so it's a great place to be and doing my training for my new gig, and life's good. But just wanted to say to make sure you celebrate Memorial Weekend and Memorial Day in particular appropriately, and find yourself a ceremony to go to, because none of this is possible without all those that shed blood for our freedom. And also, it is still National Barbecue Month, and it's almost come to an end, but to celebrate National Barbecue Month, I spent Thursday night giving a steak lesson to my brother-in-law, who I'm staying with, and it's amazing how maybe the average guy just has misnomers about steak, and I'll throw him under the bus because I know he won't be listening to this. But
well, not if you're living with him. He gets enough of you the other time, so he ain't gonna listen on the radio.
Yeah, I brought down some beautiful ribeyes, and I brought down a sirloin. One night I made shish kebab, and those turned out great.
Aren't those shish kebabies?
Yes.
Yeah.
And so Thursday night, we had a couple of ribeyes. It was just he and I. His wife always goes out on Thursday night. So
that runs in the family.
Yeah. So he took the liberty to marinate them before I got home.
Ooh.
Yeah. And so I had to tell him, kind of, you know, grilling guys man law about high premium value steaks like ribeye, that they don't really ever need marinade. And I told them they tasted good, but it's just one of those things. It's a common mistake. And so I gave him a thermopen, and he now can check temperature because he was overcooking everything.
And that's very common, isn't it? Yeah.
So we're doing a little bit of instructional while we're grilling a bunch, and he's enjoying it because he wants to be better at the grill. And he's got me captive, so I'm happy to help.
Yeah, you know, and that's interesting because he's no spring chicken, right? I don't know how old he is, but he's in his 60s or 70s, isn't he?
Yep.
And there's a guy that's been cooking all his life, and I'm not going to say he's been doing it wrong. He's just been doing it his way. And
well,
and if you show him a better way.
That's my point. It's like people just kind of do what they do.
Right.
They get stuck into a paradigm or whatever you want to call it, and they do the same thing, and I think one of the things we strive to do is to help people improve their grilling skills, because and we don't know everything, but we're always trying to learn and get new practices and pass them on to people, just like the little rotisserie you're going to use. I remember the first time you saw it, you went bonkers. You're like, oh my gosh, it's so cool. Well, it's what they do in other parts of the world, and that little device brings it to Michigan.
Yeah.
Well, temperature is an important thing, Bob, and I know that a lot of the older friends that I have that grill, they come from a generation or the generation before them where, you know, maybe the meat processing wasn't as good as it is now. And
right.
They were firm believers in cook the hell out of everything.
Right.
Yeah.
And now we know better. We've got great tools like the ThermoPen. We've got grills where we can control the heat. And, whether it's pulling the rack and the meat away from the flame or turning down the flame, however you do it. But
a classic example, the week before, he had bought some chicken breast tenderloins, the nice little strips. And I grilled them up for him just with something simple. I put some of that favorite spice we get from Old World Olive Company on it. Chop, you know the name of it. I can never remember it.
Well, you used it, so I don't know which one it was.
Well, it's regardless.
We'll
it's
call it Bob's
blend.
Favorite. Shasta'll know if you go in the store.
Right.
It's an herbal blend, and it's just, the basics, but I sprinkled that on those tenderloins, grilled them up just right. 165, probed them. They were perfect. And he went nuts. He goes, oh, my gosh, that chicken was so tender. What'd you do to it? And I said, I just, seasoned it. And seasonella, it might be called.
Yeah,
and,
the salt. That's what you're talking about. Yes, that is.
Yes,
it's an herbal salt. Yes.
Yes. And I said, I brought it up to 165. He goes, so maybe I've been overcooking it all the time. And I said, that's exactly right.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm going to take care of that for you when I come back. And I brought him my old ThermoPen with the flames on it.
Oh, let me tell you that right now, ThermoPen has a deal going. They're discontinuing a color. I'm like, who cares what color your ThermoPen is, right?
Let me guess, it's blue?
No, gray. They're getting rid of gray. So they're selling them for $50 right now online.
Man,
Yeah. So if you're a listener and you've heard us talk about ThermoPen, it's a great digital instant read thermometer. Now go to ThermoPen, Google it. For $50, you can get one. They're normally like $109. It's the exact same thing. It's just a color.
And Father's Day's coming.
Yeah,
and
there you
go. You got a member of the family that's older and maybe cooks the hell out of it.
Right.
You're going to get better food if you get them a ThermoPen.
Right.
Is that the MX3?
No, it's one of the originals. But still,
okay.
they're $109 and they're now 50 because I guess nobody likes gray.
I'll buy a couple.
Well, I'll tell you, grays is like one of the hottest designer colors right now.
Yeah.
Half these houses we're building down here are gray.
Yeah, right.
So
exactly.
So if you go to thegrillingguys.com, over on the right-hand side, you'll see an icon with a ThermoPen on it. It says ThermoWorks. Click on that. It'll bring you right to the sale, and I bet that's the first item that pops up.
Yeah, yep. And so it's crazy. You can find deals like that. But
you hear the equipment behind us. They're building a subdivision back here.
Oh, all right. Well, hey, Barbecue Bob, thanks for the shout-out for Memorial Day. I think it's all too easy to just think this is a big, long weekend to party, but we all need to, as you said, find that parade, find that celebration, show your respect, and thank a veteran if you see him. This is about the ones that gave the ultimate sacrifice, but everybody did if you were a service person.
Make sure you bring the kids.
Yeah, right. Teach them about it. Yeah,
that's right.
And Barbecue Bob humbly was in two branches of our service. So thank you for your service as well.
Yeah, well, my honor. Listen, guys, have a great weekend. Thanks for cutting out a little time for me. And I look forward to seeing you in the near future.
Great. All right. Well, that was Barbecue Bob down from Hillsdale, where he's doing a little training. He said he needed 4 minutes. Well, we covered the full segment with that one, so that's okay. Is that a surprise anybody here?
No.
No,
no,
it doesn't surprise
there.
Me either. But always good to talk with him. And, he's a big part of the show. He's half of it. He's the big half. But anyway, so coming up next, one of our sponsors that's been with us for a long time is the Fen Valley Winery, and the proprietor, Brian Lesperance, is going to be on the live line with us next. And it's always fun to talk about pairing wine and food with Brian, but he is a huge griller. And so it's all we're going to have a conversation with him about grilled food. He hosts dinners down at the winery. You're going to hear about all that. You're listening to Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.